to go in that apron. But the thing that's most outstanding with me and her, she had a little black pocketbook just about that long and about so wide with a chain. And it hung on a nail in the room where the fireplace was, you know, where we'd sit to keep warm. You didn't have a heated house. You just had a room with one fireplace. Mm-hmm. And when she'd get that little pocketbook down, I knew what I was going to get. It would be one bite of peppermint candy, not a stick now. And she'd get me a bite and her a bite. When I saw that little black pocketbook come down off the wall, I knew what I was in for. That was so good. So good. That's my most memorable time with my grandmother. But then she didn't live too long after that. And I remember at the, I remember going to the funeral, and I wasn't but five, and I didn't have any shoes to wear to the funeral, so my daddy went somewhere and bought some little black patent leather slippers, and he just measured my foot with a piece of paper. And they were too little, but I wouldn't say anything because them was the prettiest shoes I'd ever seen in my life, and I was determined I was going to wear them, but I couldn't. After the funeral, they were too little, and I don't know whatever happened. But they, you can't imagine how pretty they were, you know, those little patent leather slippers. I'd never had any, and they were, you know, dressing me to go to the funeral. I know I had some shoes, but no, I didn't always have shoes. Let me tell you this. When I was born, my daddy and mother lived on a farm. It was in, would be in Roswell now, but then it was just out in the county, you know, in the rural section. And they didn't have the money to buy me any shoes, and she'd take dad's old hat brims and make me little shoes out of those hat brims. Now that's the shoes I had. And now then I look at some of my great-granddaughters, and I bet they got 50 pairs of shoes. And I thought, well, I'm just as well off as they are, and I never had any shoes when I needed them to wear when I was a baby. But that's all right. That was the best they could do. And I cherish that memory. I really do. Of course, I don't remember the shoes. I remember wearing them, but I remember my mother telling me what I had to wear. Was those shoes she made out of a hat brim. Now you take somebody that would do that today, you won't find them.
Folks were creative back then, weren't
right.
they?
And she was very smart. She didn't. She used every scrap, every flour sack. She'd make underwear out of flour sacks, you know, for the girls that's older than I was. Their little slips and panties and body. They used to call them drawer bodies, and out of flour sacks. And of course then, it took a lot of bread for people like that, because that was the main thing, their main food was bread, and cornbread and biscuit, and you had to have a lot of flour to have a lot of flour sacks. But things like that went on when I came along. See, I was born in 15, and it was hard times, hard times.
So your mom sewed most of your clothes for you then?
Mm-hmm, yeah. She made the clothes.
Did you ever make clothes?
Oh, yeah, I used to.
She's a good seamstress. And a wonderful, wonderful cook.
I don't sew anymore.
But you did you make clothes for your children sometimes?
Oh, yeah. Sure did.
And quilt.
I was going to ask you about that.
She's got some of the most beautiful quilts scattered out through her family. I mean, she didn't take scraps and sew them together. She has patterns. And
wow.
Those little stitches are just about this big. She's a wonderful quilter.
Wow.
I enjoyed it. I sure did.
And she gave every one of her grandchildren and her great-grandchildren a quilt of their choice for their birthday.
Oh,
really?
I made each one of them three.
Aww.
And I've got four great-granddaughters, and I guess I made Jeff and Tim more than that. I know I did. But each one of those great-granddaughters, the four, had new quilts, three.
Wow.
Three each.
Wow.
That's quite a gift.
You let them pick out the pattern that they wanted?
I did the pattern and the making and the quilting and all of that.
Wow.
But they didn't have a choice. I just made what I wanted them to have and gave them to them.